Welcome to the Seeking Contentment for the Christian Woman podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on the things that grow your faith and help you rediscover joy in your life and your marriage. If you find yourself feeling discontent or restless in your life, you are in the right place. If you're bored with the mundane day-to-day or feel like you're losing yourself while taking care of your family, I completely get it. I was you. Then several years ago, the Lord took me on a journey of finding my identity and purpose in Him, and it changed everything. If you're ready to go deep on mindset, identity, faith, and marriage, you're in the right place. Let's ditch that feeling of discontentment. You matter, your life matters, and your day-to-day matters. A fulfilling life is possible, and it's possible for you. Let's do this. Hey everyone, I want to say welcome back and thank you for coming back. I know I've been MIA for a while, but there has been a lot going on in my own life and business, and a lot of things are just changing. I know that originally I had mentioned that I am a life coach, and that is still true, but I have been feeling the calling. If you listened to my podcast a while ago about the weight issues that I've dealt with for my whole life and where I felt God was calling me with that, you know that I am also kind of focusing back on that direction as far as my coaching goes. So I guess at this point I call myself a life coach with an emphasis on health, and that pretty much sums up what I do. There is a lot of mindset work and a lot of habit change work that I work through with my clients, and food really kind of is the last thing that we talk about. But I do want to also let you guys know that in my Facebook group, which you can join below, the link is below in the show notes, starting on January 2nd, the look of that is going to change. I'm going to be changing it back to more of a holistic, health-centered group. It's going to have kind of a schedule of what the posts are going to be every week. And so we're going to have every Monday, there's going to be a mini challenge in there. There's going to be recipes, there's going to be days where there's food facts and how they affect us and affect our bodies. There's going to still be a ton of mindset work and a lot of habit change ideas. There's going to be health tips that are shared. And so I'm just kind of going back to the focus of health, but at the same time, I want to make sure that you don't think that it's focused on weight loss. It's not necessarily about the weight loss. I think weight loss is a byproduct of getting your mind healthy and learning how to control your thoughts and learning how to deal with your life and deal with your stress, maybe deal with your spouse, deal with your kids, deal with a job that you don't necessarily love. Maybe you feel stuck in your life because you just feel like you can't change things, yet at the same time, it causes you to run to food for comfort. And so those are going to be the types of things that we're talking about in that group. And it is for women only, but I would love to have you in there. And like I said, if you just go into the show notes, you can send a request. There's a couple questions for you to answer, and then I will approve it. But it's going to look a lot different going into the new year. I know that there's a lot of new year, new you, fast weight loss stuff that's going to be coming out in the next few weeks. And you definitely can go, you know, sign up for those challenges and even force yourself to commit to and follow through with the challenges. And you're probably even going to lose some weight. But what those challenges don't address is the reasons why you're overweight in the first place, why you eat in the first place. And a lot of times we don't even associate the two. We think they're two separate parts of our lives, and they're absolutely intertwined. I actually posted on my Facebook page the other day a question, kind of a thought-provoking thing, that if I was to tell you that you could drink water, sleep 7 to 9 hours a night, eat when you're hungry, and stop when you've had enough, if I was to tell you that that's all it took to lose weight, would you believe me? And I am guessing that most people would answer no. Like, that's too simple, and weight loss is supposed to be hard. And the thing is, weight loss isn't hard when you fix the reasons why you're eating in the first place and you learn how to recognize and deal with the issues that are causing you to turn to food. So I hope that if that's something that interests you or something that you would like to know more about, I'm excited for what's going to be going on in that group. And, you know, the tips that you can take and implement in your life. And then obviously, if you wanted to go deeper or wanted somebody to actually walk one-on-one with you, I am absolutely available for coaching. I do have 3-month and 6-month packages available for one-on-one coaching calls. Sometimes I think that people don't really know what coaching calls are, but what we do on the coaching calls is it's just a lot of questions. It's like having coffee with a friend, like my intro says. I'm not trying to get you to do anything. I'm not trying to get you to do exercises you hate. I'm not trying to get you to eat foods that you hate. I'm not trying to get you to give up your favorite foods. I'm not trying to get you to do anything. What I'm there to do is just to let you talk and to point out blind spots that maybe you don't see, because we all have them, to just listen and just to see, you know, where you're at and where I can help you refocus where you're focusing on problems, or where you're not really sure to go when you're feeling stressed or you're feeling upset. And we just kind of work through those things, and the weight loss is just a byproduct of that. And so if that's something that you're interested in, definitely reach out to me. Also, my contact information is in the show notes. But if you're just looking for something to kind of get you started, kind of, you know, feel me out a little bit, see what I'm all about and what all I'm doing, absolutely go join that Facebook group. I will love to see you in there. And yeah, I'm excited. I've run from this for a long time. Ran. I haven't done what I've been called to do for a long time. Let's put it that way. And now that I'm actually working through the mindset stuff, it's crazy how many times when you're aware, how many times you turn to food. And I'll share, you know, my story another day about how I feel that my weight holds me back in my life. And I know it's not that way for everybody. Sometimes it's, you know, it's not about being skinny. If you're not happy with yourself and happy with your body and happy with your life when you're overweight, you're not going to be happy with it when you're skinny either. So at the end of the day, it's really not about losing weight. It's about finding that happiness and contentment in your life before there's ever any weight loss. But I know that a lot of times women think that weight loss is the cure for everything. So I'll definitely be sharing more about that. You're probably going to see some things change on this podcast as well. There's probably going to be a new intro. There's probably going to be some new artwork as I walk down this road that the Lord's calling me to. And as I get deeper into it and, you know, further into my own journey, there's definitely going to be things that I'm sharing. You know, it was kind of hard for me to start this journey because I'm not as far into it as I would like to be. I've pushed it off for way too long. I think I didn't want a health coach because that meant that I actually had to walk the road myself. And so now that I'm doing that, it was just kind of hard to actually like change things over and do it, because I feel like at that point I've committed. Like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. But I know that there are women out there that look to the health coaches that are, you know, tiny little model skinny or ripped abs, and they're intimidated by them. And so I know that I'm being called here for a time such as this, and I still have a lot of weight to lose, but my mindset is leaps and bounds above where it was. It's not very often that I'm turning to emotional eating anymore. I know how to catch myself and reframe my thoughts and turn to something other than food, or to even sit in the discomfort and find out what's bringing those feelings up for me instead of just automatically reaching for food. So that's just kind of a catch up of where I've been and where we're going and how things are going to be changing. So I'm so appreciative that you're along for the ride. And if this is something that still interests you, obviously you are welcome to keep listening and watch me walk this road out. So yeah, I guess that's all for today. I will talk to you guys again soon. Bye everybody. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I would love it if you would share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It only takes a few minutes and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Go to Seeking Contentment Community and just hit join. I feel truly blessed to have you here today. Praying for you daily, Nicole.